519 for now. The cars have drivers, and we have Ricky Meese in the traffic center.
Well, we are seeing our usual delays southbound I-15 from downtown Salt Lake City all the way to just past 4500 South. A quick break in the action before more delays waiting for you off and on as you're traveling southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and Draper. Northbound I-15. Rangitor Highway to 7200 South, still stacked up and slow, and the West Belt delays continue southbound between I-80 to just past 3500 South. Dave Meekum.
And the East Belt delays also still waiting for you, 4500 South to the Knutson's Corner as you come down through the construction. The delays in Utah County starting to back up the point a little bit. Looks like pretty close to the county line, you're going to start to pick up that slowing, and then that's going to be slow through SR 92. And down past 1500 North, and even the northbound delays at Lehigh Main Street look like they're starting to get a little heavier, Mark.
Yeah, don't forget about the big delays on 201 itself, westbound over towards Bangor Highway, and then northbound out of downtown up to the North Interchange. Davis County delays continue. This time, Centerville, I'm afraid, all the way up to Hillfield Road. It's mostly slow the entire way. Highway 89 slowing up to Fruit Heights, and again approaching the I-84 interchange. At the UPS store, they love their customers, so they're celebrating Thank You Days. For 15 days, get big discounts on most products and services. Hurry into the UPS store now through October 1st. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic.